listening to Dallas Theological Seminary's Chapel Podcast.
Dr. Joy Baker earned her master's degree and her doctor of ministries degree here at Dallas Seminary, her master's in Christian Ed and her DMin in women's ministries. Currently, as adjunct professor and women's advisor in the Christian Ed department, she advises and mentors the women's students, teaches CE courses, serves on the staff of the Spiritual Formation Small Group Program, and team teaches in the DMin Ministries Women in Ministry cohort. Dr. Baker has traveled to Russia 14 times, training Russian women in ministry to women as well. She has spoken at a number of retreats and conferences. She attends Northwest Bible Church and leads a small group in the Northwest Bible Church women's ministry there. Joy has been a widow for 20 years now, has three adult children and one daughter-in-law who is expecting their first grandchild in September. A real joy, I'm sure, that will be for you. Would you please welcome Dr. Joy Baker?
Thank you, Dr. Grippa, and I want to thank Rachel, too. She's been so faithful all of our chapels this summer to play for us, and I'd like us to show our appreciation to her. I'm so glad to be with you today, and I brought something with you that I think you'll recognize. This is a toothbrush, and as a child, this is what I used to brush my teeth until I was 50 years old, and then my daughter gave me an electric toothbrush for Christmas. Now, I had heard of electric toothbrushes, but I had never used one before. And suddenly, this toothbrush got a new name. It's now called a manual toothbrush. Now, some of you may not realize, particularly some of you that are younger in this crowd, that years ago, there were a number of things that were called by different things than we have now. For instance, you might recognize, so here, that this is a letter. You know, you write the address, you put a stamp on it, you send it to the post office, it gets to a receiver in a couple of days. Well, now it's called snail mail because we have email. And as a child, I grew up using a rotary telephone and then a push-button one. It had a cord that went into the wall. Well, now they're called landlines because we have cell phones. So there's a lot of things that we used to do in our own effort that now are powered by things that really are outside of us. Well, I went home and started using my electric toothbrush. And I went to the dentist, and he said, well, I know an even better brand that you should buy. So I went out and bought it, started to use it, but I made one mistake. I didn't read the directions. So, you know, habits don't die easily. And so for 50 years, I'd been using this manual toothbrush. And so I pushed this power on, start the toothbrush going, moving it back and forth all over my teeth like this. And one day, I happened to be over to a friend's house, and she even happens to be here today, and I overheard her talking to her five-year-old son. And she said to him, now Thomas, when you go in the bathroom and brush your teeth with your electric toothbrush, remember to slowly move it over the teeth and let the power in the brush do the work. That was a novel idea I hadn't thought of. So I went home and tried it, and sure enough, amazing, it worked, and it even worked better than I thought it would. So I began using it that way. But, you know, I'd begin to get hurried and busy and forgetful, and many times I was back to using that electric toothbrush, just like I use my manual toothbrush. And then again one time, I went to my dentist, and this time the hygienist talked to me, and she says, now I know you're using an electric toothbrush, but how are you using it? And are you moving it slowly over your teeth and letting the power in the brush do the work? Or are you moving it back and forth? And I said, well, I have to confess, many times I end up moving it back and forth. She said, well, let me tell you something. You are not only not cleaning your teeth as well, but you are damaging your gums. Oh my gosh, that got my attention. So I went home and began to very carefully, and slow is not a good speed for me, I don't know about you, but I had to learn to move this slowly over my teeth and let the power and the brush do the work. Well, after a while, it occurred to me that the Christian life, as funny as it may seem, is very much like brushing teeth. If you've got your Bibles with you, open up to the book of Galatians, chapter 3. In this letter that Paul writes to the Galatians, he is, particularly in the first couple of chapters, addressing the new believers. He knows that they have accepted Christ as their Savior, but he's gotten word that they have put themselves back under the law and under human works. And so they are no longer appropriating that grace of God and the power of the Spirit that's living within them. And he says a very interesting thing to them in chapter 3, verse 3. He says, "Are you so foolish? After beginning with the Spirit, are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort?" Listen to that probing question again. Are you so foolish? After beginning with the Spirit, are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort? Sounds a lot like my dental hygienist. But what Paul was really simply trying to say to these new believers there in Galatia is, slow down and let God. You have been given the power of Spirit living within you. And he is telling them, slow down in that human effort and make that transition to depending on the Spirit of God to work within you. Just as Christ had died for them through the power of his death and resurrection, he has also given us his Spirit to live within us, to empower us to live the Christian life. It's a lot like Paul says to the Colossians in chapter 2, verse 6, where he says, as ye have received Christ Jesus, so walk in him. That message is the same for us today. We've been saved by the power of the Spirit of God, but we've also been given the power of his Spirit to live within us so that we can go forth and do what he has called us to do. Well, as we think about this, and we think about our own salvation, and particularly for those of us who came to Christ at a later age, when we did, oftentimes, we bring all our self-effort right into our new life in Christ. And that's what I did, much like with the manual toothbrush, taking that self-effort into that electric toothbrush. And I don't know about you, but when I was a young Christian, and even not so young Christian, oftentimes I found myself trying to live the Christian life in my own strength, doing it in my own self-effort. Really, I thought that's what I was supposed to do. In some ways, I was a little deceived, as the Galatians were, by some false teaching that was around, but I also hadn't read the manual very well either. And so oftentimes, I would get up in the morning very excited, thanking God that he had saved me, and I knew I was going to be in heaven with him one day, but then living out that day in my own strength, in my own effort. Oftentimes, I'd find myself very tired, trying to keep up with two very active little boys. I would often be impatient, angry, frustrated, discouraged, trying so hard to be a good wife, busy at the church, juggling all those things in my life, and yet at the same time, often failing miserably at all of it, because I hadn't realized that God had given me his Spirit, and I needed to move from my own self-effort, which didn't save me, and it doesn't keep me in Christ either as I live for him day by day. Well, how about all of you here today? Many of you feel called to seminary as students, administrators, faculty members. Maybe you're working, home with children. Are you trying to do a lot of that in your own effort? Or are you intentionally trying to slow down and let God empower you to do what he's called you to do? Think about it. Are you trying in your own strength to write your papers, do your reading, take exams, care for a family, work a job, doing ministry? Do you ever slow down enough even in a quiet moment and possibly hear the Spirit of God say to you, are you so foolish? After beginning with the Spirit, are you trying to attain your goal through human effort? I can pretty much guarantee that if you attempt to do what seminary calls you to do or what life calls you to do in your own strength, you're going to find yourself very discouraged, frustrated, exhausted, and maybe even burned out. Because Paul also wrote to the Thessalonians and said, "Faithful is he who calls you, who also will do it." He says what he's called us to, he empowers us, and only through his power are we able to do what he calls us to do. Otherwise, if we try it on our own effort, it'll be much like me trying to brush my teeth in my own way. And I not only don't do as well a job, but I even do damage. And oftentimes we do damage in our life too. So can I suggest two things to you as we think about all this? As you think about continuing in your studies, planning toward your future, towards ministry, towards life in general, first of all, slow down. I know that's really hard. We live a busy, hectic life. But it's so important that we find some quiet time to come aside with God in his word and in prayer. And many of you will say, "Well, I'm in his word all the time because I'm studying it all the time." That's not the same thing. It's a quiet, reflective time, allowing God to take those scriptures and speak to your heart. And you speak back to him through prayer, whether it's in the morning, through your day, or at night before you go to bed. When I was a student here, I tried to take one Bible class each semester. And as I would study it, I also tried to integrate those scriptures that we were studying into my own quiet time with the Lord so that I would allow him to speak in a personal way to me, what he wants me to hear about that, how he wants to change me, what he wants me to do, and then in prayer responding to him in that. I also tried to discipline myself to get up just 10 or 15 minutes earlier in the morning. And I know all of you groan about that. We need our sleep. We can't get up any earlier than we are. But I can guarantee you that if you choose to do that, and that will allow you to focus on the Lord and begin to move from your flesh into walking in his spirit, your day will go so much better, and you'll be so much more productive and energized and satisfied that can't compare to those 10 or 15 minutes of physical sleep that you might have gotten. So find a way to slow down a little bit in your life. And secondly, though, let God. Thank him daily for the provision of his Spirit. What a gift that he's given to us. Be grateful that he not only saved you, but he's given you a helper to live this life. You know, God didn't bring you to seminary and say, "See you later in 2, 3, 4 plus years after you're done," any more than he saved you and said, "See you later in heaven." He sent you his son to give you the opportunity through faith to have a relationship with him forever. But he's also graciously given you his spirit to enable you to live out the call on your life and the purpose that he saved you while you're here on this earth. So I encourage you to slow down and also let God empower you in what he's called you to do. You know, it grieves me terribly when I hear stories of people who dried up spiritually while they were at seminary. Just the opposite ought to happen while we're here. I can remember so many times when I got ready to write a paper for a class, and I'd take the notes and do the research, have all this stuff all over my desk, and I would literally lay my hands on the computer and pray and ask God to help me to put that paper together. And every time I pushed that print button and saw those papers coming out, it was like a modern day miracle as far as I was concerned, because I knew on my own strength I could never have done that. But as I depended and yielded to God to help me with that, he helped me to be able to write that paper. And that's the same thing he wants to do for every aspect of our life. So I encourage you to surrender to his will, to his plan. Tap into that power that he's given you to be able to live the Christian life. You know, just like this electric toothbrush is more efficient and less tiring when the user moves it slowly over the teeth and allows the power in the brush to do the work, the same thing is true for us as Christians. When we slow down and take time and spend time with the Lord and allow Him and let God empower us to do what He's called us to do, we will be more efficient, more productive, more fruitful, more satisfied too, as we experience the joy and the peace of walking in dependence on Him. Will you pray with me? Our dear Father God, we thank You so much that You have given us everything for life and godliness. Through Your Son who died for us, through Your Spirit who empowers us. And Father, so often we slip into our old fleshly ways and we don't even realize how much we are losing out and really how much damage sometimes we can do to our life as we try to live the life You've called us to in our own strength instead of Yours. Help us, Father, to be willing to make those choices to slow down, to spend time with You, to be focused on who You are and all that You desire to do in and through our lives, and allow Your Spirit to empower us to do what You've called us to do. Help us, Father, to choose daily to yield ourselves to You, to depend on You, and to enjoy the blessings of walking in Your Spirit and seeing one miracle after another as You do what we in our own strength can never do, but with You all things are possible. So we just commit our lives to You. We thank You, Father, for Your love for us. We thank You for Your patience as we stumble along and as we so often fall short of the glory of God, and yet You desire to do so much more. Help us, Father, to draw deeply on You, and we will give You all the praise and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen.